Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you?
Hi, Ashley. We were talking to our credit card, Capital One, and because we thought there was some fraud on our card, and it turns out that it looks like I had ordered something from you guys, or somebody did, and I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
And they said that the card was just approved while we were on the line with them.
Okay. Well, I'll happily search for any orders placed. May I ask for your name and a good zip code to look under?
Sure. Sharon Gorton, G-O-R-T-O-N.
Okay. What's your zip code? 49083. Okay, Ms. Gorton. If you don't mind, just to make sure I found the right information, can you confirm a matching shipping address?
10310 West Gull Lake Drive, Richland, Michigan, 49083.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I do show that here. And what it pulled up is our aloe vera, which is a facial cream and an eye serum for reduction of fine lines and wrinkles. It was purchased actually back in March for shipping and handling up front, which was the start of a free trial basis.
But we've gotten a bill for 91 something. I didn't want that.
Okay. Well, do you remember placing the shipping and handling?
I did pay for shipping and handling.
Okay. The terms provided underneath the order fields there would have explained that when you pay the shipping, would have started a 14-day free trial. And if left uncanceled on the 15th day, our system would automatically bill the retail pricings of the month supply we had sent out for the shipping. Looks like the eye serum was declined and the facial cream for $92.90 was successfully charged.
Yeah, and that, I don't want that.
Okay. And so you claimed the billing as fraudulent with your bank, you said?
I did, but then I thought it might be a cream that I had ordered for like a free trial or something, just pay shipping and handling. So that's what I thought I was getting.
Okay, well, I do apologize, ma'am. It's not fraud.
I'll happily
get everything canceled for you so we cannot ship or bill anything further in the future, and this is effective immediately.
Okay.
And
so the 91, I won't be charged for that?
Give me one second.
Or 92, whatever it was.
Okay. So what I show here is that the 91.89, it was fully declined, so we're not going to attempt that any longer. The 92.90, it was fully, well, it was fully paid. It shows on our end. Being as there is a current fraud claim on it, I mean, we just don't take back your original shipment. As a courtesy, we will refund you 35% of the successful billing when your bank calls to drop the fraud investigation.
Oh, well, they didn't, because it ended up being what I had purchased. But one you said that was declined, right?
One was declined. Mm-hmm.
So that must have been fraudulent, because Well, are you guys related to it all as Epic? Because they ordered something on Epic.
What that is at all. I show here the aloe vera, the facial cream, and the eye serum. It was both paid shipping of $670 and $745 on March 25th. The 14-day free trial, the last day of that period was, yesterday on the 10th. Today is the 15th day, no longer a free trial. So that's where it would have billed the retail pricing of the facial cream you had already ordered.
So there's no way of getting it off my bill, even if I send it back?
We don't take returns, ma'am. This was explained in the terms of service. If you'll have them call to drop the fraud investigation, being as nobody did steal your personal information, we'll meet you halfway on that billing.
Okay, so I just have to call them and tell them that...
Mm-hmm. To give us a call.
To give you guys a call?
Yes, ma'am. Just to confirm that either, you know, if there is an investigation, it'll be dropped, or just confirm simply that there is none, and we can go ahead and we'll get that 50% refund process for you.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. What was your name again?
My name is Ashley.
Can I get right back to you, Ashley, or can I tell them to call you?
Unfortunately, we don't have a direct, extensions. Calls are answered, and, you know, usually the order they're received. I do have everything already notated here for you when they do call. You won't have to be transferred or anything. That representative who answers can assist you with that.
Okay, sounds good.
And
Ms.
Gordon,
thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Would you like your cancellation number just for your records?
Yeah, I better. Hang on here. Okay.
All right. Well, it's the same for both products, and it'll be double C as in cat, A as in apple, 63, D as in David, 042, F as in Frank, 0.
Okay. All right, I'll do that then. And they'll have all that information so that when Capital One calls them, they'll know.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I already have everything here notated and ready to go for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Ashley. Bye-bye.